with the third game usually being the dress rehearsal, you decided to play the starters through halftime for the most part?
We'll decide on Saturday, which we've been doing, and tell them day of the game.
What are the advantages of doing that if you do decide to go through and play them into the second half?
They got to play in the game, so you know that's all I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about advantages or disadvantages of doing that thing. We're trying to get our guys ready to play, and you know whatever we feel like we need to do, we'll work on that day.
The competition at corner between Bleedy and Cody, they've taken turns starting the last two games. Do you go back to Cody this week, and how do you when you make the decision on playing them?
We'll have a rotation just like we've had in the previous games. We'll figure that out probably Saturday, see how it goes. I don't know if we'll rotate them, by a certain amount of time or if we'll do it by series or, we'll figure it out. The competition's still going.
There's very few, I would say, maybe legitimate competitions in most NFL camps. Has this been as good a good one as you could hope for?
Well, I hope that there's always competition. I hope guys are thinking if they do well enough, they have a chance to play. And I think that's what we're trying to foster here is that's the case. I recognize that you have some players that are listed as your starters, but when you guys asked me about depth charts a long time ago, I said that doesn't really mean anything. We're trying to find out the best 53 players, and that's we're going to be consistent with that message because competition is what makes these guys better.
How is Wesley Woodyard just as a guy back there calling the signals and communicating to the rest of the defense what's supposed to happen on each individual play?
Well, he's what we thought he was. He's a good player. We're excited that we've got him.
Coach, Chase Kaufman, your thoughts on how he's coming along?
Chase has gotten some opportunities, and I think coming in here missing a lot of time and trying to get up to speed is not always easy. But he's made some plays in the game, and one of the things that we've wanted him to work on is blocking, and he's working at it. So you like to see that.
I'm not smart enough to know. Has he been playing on special teams at all as well?
He's played some.
And your thoughts on how he's doing
there? Just like his offense. He's working at it, trying to get better. I mean, that's what you have to do in that role. If you're in a position where he is, he's got to do as much as he can to make himself valuable, and special teams is certainly a part of that.
Press you with his hands, Chase?
Yeah, he has, except for the one he dropped in red area today. But I'm just kidding. No, Chase has. He's made. That's one of the things that you really liked about him coming out was that he just got such a good feel in the pass game.
How do you account for Damian Stafford? I guess do you feel like he's been kind of raising his game all the way through camp and so forth? And if you do feel that way, what are some of the reasons you figure?
Well, I think he's more familiar with what we're trying to do now. And, yeah, he has. I mean, he's one of those guys that when you talk about competition and stepping up, he's done that. It was very evident in the first game. He made a couple of big hits against the Packers. His consistency is what's really been pleasing. More than anything, he's an athletic guy. But early in the OTAs, he was inconsistent and making mistakes. And give him credit, he's worked very hard to correct that. And I've been very pleased with what we see from him.
Ken, when you're evaluating guys for cuts, how much is body of work overall compared to this one weekend?
I think you take the biggest consideration is body of work. Everybody can have a bad game. Everybody can have one great game. But you try to look at everything, how they practice, how they prepare, what you're seeing consistently out of them. And, hopefully it's a tough decision. Hopefully you have enough guys that are working hard and competing that it makes that tough.
Calling guys into your office with the playbook, or have you been through it enough you kind of know how to get through that?
I hate it. Don't like it one bit, but that's part of the business. I've been on both ends of it, and neither one of them is very pleasant. But you've been with these young men for a long time. We've gone through a lot together, so to essentially say goodbye is tough.
Leon, using Mark again in kickoff returns, or will we see Leon this week, you think?
We'll see with the rotation. We've got a plan for it. We got Mark a chance last week after the rain game. So, we'll have to see how the situations go. But at some point, we're going to get Leon and Dexter some reps just because they're pretty good at it.
But, I know you came out of the Saints game saying you probably want to do a little better against the pass. Is this a pretty good opportunity this week when you talk about the receivers and Matt Ryan and so forth to get tested in terms of the pass?
Well, I mean, I don't worry so much about that. We're getting plenty of chances to evaluate our players in situations. This is one of the better offenses in the league. It has been for a number of years. They've got talented players. We have to play our scheme well to compete against them. So hopefully we'll understand that and raise our level of play.
Along those lines, what's been your impression of the pass rush the first couple of weeks?
It's preseason. You're looking at a lot of one-on-one matchups so you can get evaluations of guys. I think we've been close. I think we've played two offenses that have been in their system for a number of years, and they get the ball out pretty quickly. I know we were close a couple of times last game. You just got to keep working at it. Hopefully you'll get home, start getting home and having some success there.